Okay, a couple things about a couple things, Wally. First of all, let's start with Christina. Christina, what in the world is going on?
I love it. Like, one bad thing happens. We don't talk about all the good things that are happening, but now all of a sudden.
What in the world is going on in Canada? My home and native land, indeed. Now, we made a big deal about them legalizing marijuana in a couple of states here in the United States. This guy is taking it to the next level. Here's the clip, and we'll tell you more about it in a second. This is Toronto Mayor Rob Ford, who has been pressed for months about whether or not a video which looked like he was smoking crack cocaine was actually a video of him smoking crack cocaine. He finally addressed it this week.
Do you smoke crack cocaine?
Exactly. Yes, I have smoked crack cocaine.
When,
but
sir?
No, do I? Am I an addict? No.
When have you?
Have I tried it? Probably in one of my drunken stupors, probably approximately about a year ago. I answered your question. You asked the question properly, I'll answer it.
How many
yes,
times?
I've made mistakes. All I can do now is apologize and move on.
All I can do is apologize for that idiot.
Actually,
that's the only thing I can do.
Couple things about a couple things with this guy. First of all, I like the fact that he said, I would never have smoked crack, but I was blitzed out of my mind, so you'll have to forgive me for that. And I'm thinking, yeah, I can see that. The other thing is, all I can do is apologize. No, actually, what you could do is resign, which is what most people would do. And the third thing that gets me about this story is, this dude's got to be four bills. How can you be a fat crack smoker? Isn't that the whole point?
He's big, for sure. There's no question about it.
Yes.
He's the mayor of Toronto.
Yeah.
Well, didn't the mayor of Washington, D.C. have a similar problem?
Marion Barry, yeah, but guess what? He's not fat! At least it was
so
working for
your problem.
Kimmy, you know
is-
what? The thing is, we can now believe exactly what he said. I've probably only done it one time because, yeah, if he does it more often, he wouldn't be 400 pounds. So you know what? The man is telling the truth. You are fat. So yes, you've only smoked it once.
In all fairness to Marion Barry, a hooker set him up.
True that. True that, Matt. B set me up, as he was famously quoted. At least this guy knows better than to smoke crack with a hooker, so I'll give him that. You know, his judgment's not so terrible.
So you think he goes 400 pounds?
He's a big
dude. No, he's not at 400 pounds, but he's a big guy.
He's got a couple three chins working.
Does it say how old the man is?
He's in his
40s,
I think,
yeah. Wally, come on now.
I'm just saying.
He's an absolute idiot.
That's a little old to be making that kind of mistake.
It's a little old to, it's never, you're never like in the right to smoke crack. Like, I don't care if you're 20 or 60, never smoke crack. And then the fact that he says, oh, I was just absolutely blitzed. That's the only reason why I did it. Yeah. Well, guess what? That is not an excuse. Just because you're blitzed does not give you the authority to smoke crack.
All the time people talk about how marijuana is a gateway drug. I had no idea that vodka was a gateway drug to crack. I had no idea that was like, that seems like a bit of a leap to me, especially for a guy that clearly can't jump out of his own shadow.
He's 44.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in his 40s.
Bro, come on. Take better care. Look, you're overweight, you're smoking crack. You got to take better care of yourself. The other thing is,
why didn't he just go, I didn't inhale?
He must not be a Democrat. He must not have learned that from the Bill Clinton school.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeesh.
All I can say is that I apologize for the Toronto mayor. I am not from Toronto. That's an East Coast city, and I'm a West Coast girl.
He said he smokes for the smell.
Oh, Matty.
Florida's in trouble. And I'm going to pull up the schedule, Wally, for the weekend. I don't know if you've looked through the entire...
They're falling like freaking...
Yeah, there have been a lot of injury issues around the country this year.
Oh, yeah.
But clearly, Florida's been hit harder than just about anybody in the SEC. This weekend, you have games such as Alabama-LSU, number 1 versus number 13. That's the premier game, of course. A&M's hosting Mississippi State.
Tomorrow night, there's a couple good games.
Remember when A&M and Mississippi State played the Independence Bowl in the snow? I couldn't tell one team from the other.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
There's way too much maroon and white on the field. I can't tell who's who. Georgia hosting Appalachian State, a team that will be joining the Sun Belt in the near future. Tennessee hosting Auburn, which should be a relatively good game, I would think. Go Butch. Just kidding. I'm not rooting against anybody there. UK hosting Missouri. What a test for the Tigers. Mm. Florida is hosting Vanderbilt, and of course Arkansas is on the road at Ole Miss. Now, the game that is interesting is another early start. In fact, the earliest start of the week is Florida-Vanderbilt. Florida hosting Vanderbilt. This could very well be the difference between going to the postseason for Florida and not. I'll explain. They have left on their schedule this game, South Carolina, Florida State. With all due respect to Florida, I'm going to guess they don't win either of those games. And then they play Georgia Southern, which I think they will beat, although they're an option.
Who do they have this week?
Annoying team. Vanderbilt. And they're at home, at least, Florida is, rather.
So they're going to be a 6-6 team and get.
If they beat Vanderbilt. That's not a given, right?
It's not.
I mean,
it's
I don't know what the line is. Christina, maybe you can pull that up on your odds app.
I got it right.
And
here.
I think what the fans are upset with there, they know
Florida's
they've
a
had 8 or 9.
Favorite.
8 or 9 major injuries.
Yes.
Yet their offense is bad.
Yeah.
They've got a decent running back, but that quarterback's only had one good game, and guess who that was against?
I know.
Arkansas.
Arkansas makes a lot of quarterbacks look like.
Florida's a 10-point favorite at home.
Okay. If they lose this week.
We're just 6-6. What bowl do they get in?
Crappy, but they're in a bowl.
They're going Outback Bowl.
But what?
I'll
tell
you what, we'd take the total bowl right now. But here's the thing.
If they don't make a bowl, people are going to lose their freaking minds in Florida. You can't use the injuries for not making a bowl. Okay, fine. You got a lot of injuries. You didn't beat Georgia. Okay. You got a lot of injuries. You didn't win the East. Okay. You got a lot of injuries. You didn't make a bowl game? If they lose this week, I'd be flipping out if I was a Florida fan. Totally unacceptable.
I don't think Florida's as good right now as Auburn. And I think Auburn's a little overrated.
I agree with that, too. How much fun would it be if we had a playoff this year?
Oh, it'd be incredible.
Who would be your four right now?
Oregon.
Well,
of course,
speaking
Alabama.
Of the Oregon game, tomorrow night is going to be a good game.
Yeah,
Oregon,
we'll talk about
Stanford.
That.
Oh, yeah. Oregon, Alabama, Florida State. And I'd like to see Baylor in there.
Okay. I like